When Noluthando Khumalo from Zimbabwe first arrived in the building known as the Usindiso Shelter for Women and Children in 2016, she was fleeing domestic violence. She was chased away by the father of her two children.
When someone chases you away, there's no way that you'll go back. He used to hit me when we stayed in Soweto. And the police took me to John Foster Police Station, and it was the social workers that brought me to this building.
On Thursday, a fire broke out in this building, which left over 70 people dead, among them a dozen of children. Speaking to Times Live, Khumalo says the building was hijacked by unknown gunmen who threatened them all the time.
The building was hijacked in 2020 or 2019. I'm not exactly sure when, but they used to chase us with guns. When you sleep, you have to sleep with something blocking the door so they can't come in. It was mostly hitmen who hijacked the building. We were not sure if they were hitmen, but they always had guns when they came to us.
Another survivor, James Hisan, says he jumped from the third floor when the fire broke out in the early hours of Thursday morning.
Yeah, when the fire was started, I was sleeping. Then I waked up because I heard the exploiting. So that exploit voice of the fire makes me to wake up. When I peeped at the window, I found it was burning down there, the first floor. Yeah, then I jumped. Lucky enough, where I fall, it was some of the dustbin there. Yeah, that's why I wasn't broke, in a leg or injured somewhere. That's why I'm still alive. I jumped with we were staying three guys. All of us jumped through the wind. Yeah, but especially in the first floor, second and the fourth one, there was a lot of damage and a lot of people have died there. Yeah, I thought maybe I would die. So to my suggestion, I thought it's the same thing. If I would have to leave the house, I would die. If I would jump in the death of a life to me, there was no way to escape. But if God have a way to save someone, no matter you have jumped at the tall building, you are still saved. Because there were some people who were staying at the first floor, but they have died, a lot of them. But I'm still alive. I was staying in the third floor, I'm still alive. I thank God for that.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has described this as the worst tragedy to hit the city of Johannesburg.
Now, obviously, this needs to be investigated. I was talking to the Premier earlier, and we are going through, and they are going through the process of setting up an investigation process, which the Premier and the city will announce in due course. We've got to go to the bottom of what caused this fire and also address from now on. It's a wake-up call for us to begin to address the situation of housing in the inner city. That a building like this, which I'm told used to be a home for abused women and children, once the lease had expired, it was then hijacked, and we need to get on top of this.
More than 300 families have been displaced and will be allocated accommodation and assistance by the provincial and municipal governments. Reporting for Times Live, I am Thabo Tshabalala.